Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hello, and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with zero qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Ravs, and I'm with the lovely Harry and Lids. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are we doing?
Oh, Jinx got you.
I'm on cloud nine. I'm great.
Oh, really?
Fantastic.
Has it happened? Oh my God, it's happened.
You got pegged in Sweden?
No, I didn't get pegged in Sweden. I just did therapy.
That's all.
My mind got pegged.
Your mind has been pegged within an inch of it.
I thought it happened. Hell, I was like...
My day was brighter. I will be on cloud nine.
The clouds parted and I saw God.
As did his cheeks.
As did his cheeks.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I did therapy and I've done... The past 2 weeks of therapy, I've walked away feeling great.
Amazing.
Good. I'm glad. That's very lovely to hear.
Sleeping pattern's been great. I'm drinking less. It's a fantastic time.
Let's look forward to Jingle Jam ruining all of that. By the time this podcast goes out, Ravs, you're going to be a fucking mess.
Well, actually, I am putting in a request for several non-alcoholic beers.
I'm slaying. Very good. Very good.
Mm-hmm. How are you guys doing?
Good, yeah, good. I feel like we just talked about how it was the eve of Jingle Jam last podcast, and obviously Jingle Jam has now begun.
Yeah, it's the Omega Eve, though. We're on the Wednesday before it starts, and in full effect by the time you hear this.
Yeah.
So it's busy, Ravs, but I'm excited. It's also just fucking cold. It's so weird, but like I feel like I'm just now cold all the time. Are you guys freezing?
It's very bitter at the moment.
It's really setting me up for the Jingle Jam feeling, though. It feels like winter. I'm ready for Jingle Jam now.
See, I was really cold in Sweden. It was -5 and I forgot to bring my big parka.
Oh my God,
you went to Sweden and you didn't take your big coat off?
No.
Yeah, I didn't take my big coat. It was on my bed and as I was grabbing my bag, I forgot to put my coat on and I just left. And then when I realised I was at the airport, I was like, wait a minute.
Should we start with this then? So Ravs didn't get murdered in Sweden, which I'm honestly shocked by.
I didn't. Yay. No horrible murder in Sweden. It was a great time.
How was it? Talk to us about it. I only watched a little bit of the stream, so I'm pretty spoiler free.
It was great. So I went to Sweden to be part of Seth Everman's last ever live stream, which honestly was super blown away. He asked me to do it because we met at TwitchCon Paris this year and he was lovely, but I didn't expect him to be like, do you want to be in the end of my massive YouTube career?
And for context, a lot of people end their careers, but this is he is quitting. Yeah. Like this isn't like a bait.
What's the difference? Done. How do we know he's not going to come back in 6 months and be like, wait, I'm back?
I don't know. I guess he just said he's not doing anything. He said he's done. He looked really happy when he finished. I am so joyful. He said he hates YouTube.
Really? What's he going to do now?
I don't know. I think just enjoy his life for a while. I'm sure just he's going to have a great time just chilling. Nice. But then he was like, oh, yeah, you're going to be doing the stream of James Toogood Harding. I was like, are you kidding me?
I don't know who that is.
For those who don't know, Lydia included, James Toogood Harding is a very famous esports personality.
Right.
He's pretty archaic when it comes to the whole esport world. Did a lot of StarCraft stuff. Is known for running The Good Studio, which is a very funny esports studio back in the day. And did a lot of Dota stuff and famously got called an asshole by Gabe Newell on Reddit. Which is both career defining,
so funny,
career destroying, and also a career highlight.
He's a great guy. Yeah, so he was super lovely. And there was another guy who retired there, so it was retire retire squad. There was a
James is kind of retired from it all.
He's got a game dev studio. Yeah. He's making a game. Which sounds kind of cool. He was telling me a little bit about it. But I also got to meet a Team Liquid player, Zai, who's just retired. He was super lovely.
Wait, you met
as well.
Zai? Holy shit.
Yeah, I was hanging out with Zai. He was cool as hell, man.
That's dope.
But yeah, we went to all these cool bars. It snowed the entire time. And Harry, you're going to like this bit, maybe. As I landed, it was snowing so heavy. And I put on the Minecraft soundtrack,
nice.
Sweden.
Nice.
And like walking through the snow when it was all like orange lit and stuff, listening to the Minecraft soundtrack.
That's sick.
Amazing.
Fucking
nerd. It was actually kind of sick.
Fucking
That's
nerd.
So sick.
It had to be done. I had to pay my respect to
so
Sweden
what was it?
In
what,
a way.
What did you think of Stockholm? Did you enjoy it?
It was beautiful, man. I didn't realize it was like super on the water. Like I guess I've never looked at a map of Sweden. I was just like, oh my God. Like,
it's
not where I expected it to be. It was on the water. It was a beautiful place.
It's very old.
I think
there's a lot
snow
of old buildings
helped.
And stuff. It's nice.
Yeah. The snow really helped. I didn't actually like... I was too cold to film anything. I took the camera. I just never filmed a vlog because like it was so cold outside and I didn't really get to see much of it in the daylight because it was like stay out a little bit, go to all these lovely bars and then like just sleep and stay warm.
Yeah.
It was lovely though. Very nice city. I really want to go back. I think it would be beautiful in the summer, so I might go back next year.
Oh, lovely.
Very nice. And you didn't
time.
Die.
And I didn't die.
Did we think he was going to die? Was that a
I was convinced it was like my career's over, death pact, like, everyone drink the Kool-Aid.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you weren't no, forced into drinking that. Anything suspicious then?
Nope.
No?
Okay. Nope. Well, all good.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. I'm glad you're alive. I'm glad it was good. And I guess we're sad Seven has quit, but it sounds like he's happy about it, so I guess we're happy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good to be a part of that.
He might meet us at some events here or there still, but I don't think he's like totally disappearing. I just think he's like done with making content and posting on the internet. But like, I think he's still like a lot of his friends are content creators, so
he'll like pop up. But he's never making videos or streams again. That's it, done.
I mean, never say never, but I think his intentions are he's very done.
Wow,
Were you like? Were you swayed?
Well, yeah, I was in Sweden, bro. swayed into like what one day thinking about retiring or?
Yeah. No, just like, did he make the idea of retiring quite? Because I know you love doing it all.
I love what we do, and I don't think I ever want to stop. Even I've had burnout twice in the past 2 years, like at the same time of year, and like even going through burnout, I still like find. My love for what we do again, you know what I mean? I think things like this podcast and stuff has helped as well. Like, I love doing this. It's like, I don't know, it's great. If anything, I walked away more inspired to like do more stuff.
Nice.
I kind of want to like get like a synth for a keyboard now and try and make some music stuff or something. Like, I honestly was like, man, I wish I could do some music stuff after like seeing his setup and stuff.
There's a gap in the market now, Rav. So you got to fucking take that Seth gap.
I couldn't take a spot.
No, for me personally, not as content stuff. I kind of want to like mess around with like a little keyboard or a synth or something.
You should do
make
it.
Some funky tunes or something. I don't know.
Do it. You can get a cheap one and just piss about on it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I think that's my plan.
Nice.
Rav's going to be writing us a new intro sound, so stay tuned.
Oh my God. I'd love that.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, when we were making this podcast, I envisioned that we would have more jingles and stuff and little segments. It'd be like, time for question one, but it's question one or something, you know.
So we'll just clip that out and use that. That's perfect.
There you go.
But we need more jingles. I love jingles.
Are jingles good in podcasts? Is this what we need? Sound effects?
You know what? Actually, as well, I don't know. You guys probably don't use it much, but it's Spotify Rap Day.
It is, yes.
Oh, fuck.
It's
should
Spotify
we do
Rap Day.
I haven't got mine yet.
Wait,
whether you relaunch your app, it should be there.
No, I don't have it. I don't have it yet.
It's in the top right, you know, where it says like music, podcast, audiobooks. It will say Wrapped in top right.
Oh, it does, yes.
Let me try. It's not on my phone app. Let me try on computer.
Mine is going to be very weird because I haven't listened to really anything. I don't
know. Oh, yeah. Curious what yours will be.
It's going to be a lot of podcasts, I reckon. wait. Should we do mine first? Because it's going to be so bad.
Okay.
So short.
Okay.
First slide. You played 40 songs in 2023.
Wow.
I mean, that's an all-time low for me, I would say.
That is incredible.
I've barely listened to music this year.
I'm so... Oh, my God. I can't wait for your top songs. I wonder
what
they're
going to
be.
Oh, my God. What is it going to be?
They're going to be so bad. I guarantee you.
Do you want to predict right now what you think your most listened to song is?
Well, I'm just predicting that I think it's going to be some of my girlfriend's songs because I don't even think I've listened to 40 songs.
Yeah, that's
you could just blame her if the music's like really cringe and embarrassing. That must have been my girlfriend.
But I mean, it's going to be obvious, I think, given you guys know
it's like
know
their
Amanda
Minecraft
and me.
Yeah.
Okay, you had room in your heart for one favorite moment. My top songs.
Yeah.
Was a Central C song Obsessed With You. Do you know Central C?
I've heard of Central C, yeah.
Then Dior Pop Smoke. That's good.
Wait, isn't Central C the guy who's like, how can I be homophobic? My bitch is gay.
I think it might be that song.
Oh my God. Are you the TikTok person?
That's that guy.
Central C is not a TikTok guy. He's a fucking
that
UK
audio
grime artist.
But I mean, he was viral on TikTok, right? Like, okay. That's where I saw the song.
How
was, like,
can I be homophobic?
Wait,
my bitch is gay.
That is the most listened to song.
That is lyrics.
That is lyrics. It is.
And then we got King for a Day by Pierce the Veil. That certainly is not mine.
I was about to say, that's
not you.
Yeah, that's your partner's, right? Yeah, definitely.
And then I've got Sprinter by Dave, another UK grime artist.
I like it better, Dave.
And then
This is The Life by Amy McDonald, which I've never even heard of.
Amy McDonald?
Who's Amy McDonald?
Is that your partner listening to that?
I don't know who Amy McDonald is.
Who is that?
Amy McDonald is the Scottish singer-songwriter. Like, she's like, that's why I'm like, what the fuck?
Amy McDonald.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which one is it? Maybe I did listen to this. I do like this song.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe. I think I was just trying to remember this song.
I can't picture you sitting down to listen to
No one just, like, sits down. It's not like the fucking 1920s. I don't know.
Did you have to sit down in the 1920s to listen to music? I was trying to remember
what song that was. Because it's an old fucking song, right? That is an old, old song. Like, it's like,
is it 2007 or something? What's it called? Which one?
This Is My Life, Amy McDonald.
This is the life. Sped up version came out in 2023, apparently.
And maybe I heard, that's maybe I got earworm on it. Those are my top songs, which is hilarious.
Okay.
What else is it? This is such a laborious process going through this fucking screen. This is good. I've listened for 3,000 minutes. That's not long.
It sounds like a lot, doesn't it? But then I don't know what to compare it to.
But what is that in hours? 50 hours of listening?
But you've listened to those few songs over and over again.
No, I think that must include podcasts, right?
Ah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
36 artists, same thing. My top artists is just, it's Central C, Frank Sinatra.
Wow.
Nice.
McDonald, then the Idols, and then some, Bobby
something.
Oh,
because we saw the Idols in Portishead this year, didn't we?
Yeah, Idols are great, man. I would honestly.
Idols were awesome. Their new song is really good too.
Oh, I haven't listened to the new song. I mean, I haven't listened to anything, obviously, but I really enjoyed seeing them live. Like, I thought they were a great live performance.
Meeting them after the show was incredible.
I'm sad I didn't go and meet them afterwards. Yeah. I should have done that.
Well, we got to meet the drummer, right? You met the drummer, or the bassist, rather?
No, I wasn't there. I didn't meet him afterwards, no.
Oh, did you not? Oh.
And that's it. And then I've listened to a lot of The Rest Is Politics, apparently. There's a podcast. And that's it.
Nice.
What a depressing rap. What a depressing rap. That is the most depressing Spotify rap I've ever seen.
Yeah, that is a mental rap, honestly.
I rate the Frank Sinatra, though. I love that you got a little bit of him slipped in there.
He was my top played last year, I think.
Nice.
So he always goes back to good old Frankie. He's a good cooking one.
Frankie boy.
I've done my rap already. I'm just gonna skip to the last.
Okay, give us your stats.
Okay, this is a less listening year for me this year because I got YouTube Premium, so I've been listening to songs and music videos on YouTube as well.
Okay.
However, 47,000 minutes.
Wow, that puts my 3K into fucking perspective, doesn't it? Jesus.
Yeah. But that's like a low year for me. It's usually like 69,000 to 80,000. But I think with me using YouTube as well, that's probably like made it about the same. Top artists, Boards of Canada, which surprises me. But I love Boards of Canada, so I'm like happy. Low Roar is my second. Aurora is number three. And then because I use it for streaming, Game Chops and Mikkel are 4 and 5.
Streaming always ruins my rap.
It ruins my rap every year. My favorite genre is not lo-fi video game music. That's just what I use when
really
I'm
annoying.
Just chatting.
Can you just make like a separate Spotify?
I
guess you have to buy
premium
stuff.
I don't know
how
much of a faff that is, you know.
Do you not listen to it on YouTube?
I guess I could. That's a good alternative. Actually, I might try to do that next year.
That's what I do.
But my top song was A Potion for Love from Aurora.
A Potion for Love.
A beautiful song. It's quite a sad song, actually, but it's a beautiful song. Shinigami Eyes by Grimes, number two.
That's a good one.
Nano 2 from Aphex Twin, which is like a beautiful piano piece. Surprisingly, Lament for Orpheus from the Hades soundtrack. And Exist for Love from Aurora is my top five songs of the year.
What was your number one song of the year?
A Potion for Love.
I just listened to it. It's very gentle. It's very gentle.
Yeah.
I'm completely enamored
by Aurora right now. I think that she is what we are lucky to be alive in the era of her making music.
Oh, I'm lucky to have learned about her because I had no fucking clue. I was thinking about the Pokemon move Aurora Beam.
Yeah, fair. Aurora Beam is such a cool ability.
This is very cool. It had a cool animation in Gen 1. Just that's what I'm thinking about.
And also, there was a nice little video in there of Aurora saying thank you to the fans in my rap, which was kind of nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So, very what Scandinavian year for you, Ravs.
Yeah.
Very Scandinavian year. She's a Norwegian singer songwriter. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely.
What have you got, Leds?
I had 32,909 minutes listened.
Those are fucking rookie numbers, Lydia. What have you been doing?
I know. What was yours, Raps? Yours is way higher than mine.
47,000. Yeah, but that's way low for me.
Oh, wow. I need to rack those numbers up. All right. Can you guess what my top artist was?
Oh, God.
I'm going to say it's Placebo.
Placebo, it's
Placebo. My top artist was Placebo, unsurprisingly enough.
At least you're consistent
with my obsessions.
Yeah.
My second was Elvis Presley. The third one is Nobuo Uematsu. That's Final Fantasy for streaming. Then it was Beyonce because I still am addicted to her Renaissance album. It is a masterpiece.
I need to listen to that.
It's so good. It's so fucking good. And fifth, weirdly enough, is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But I don't feel like I listen to them that much. So I'm not sure how that happened.
We talked about them a lot this year, though. I feel like when we've been at the pub or at house parties, I listened to a lot of Scar Tissue this year.
I feel like Red Hot Chili Peppers have hit the nostalgia circle, right? They're no longer just a vaguely relevant band. They're now, it's old enough that it is nostalgic.
Yeah, you listen to it and you're like, oh, I used to listen to this when I was like 16 and, good times. And my top songs, all right, this shows how when I get obsessed with something, I like mainline it into my fucking blood. So those are all my artists, very different. All of my five top songs are Elvis Presley songs. All of them. And I only got into Elvis Presley in September. I got into Elvis Presley, his music, in September.
Wait, is this because you watched the movie or not?
I watched the movie, which made me think, oh, I'm going to look up Elvis Presley. And then I became obsessed and listened to all of his music and read a book about him and watched all his live videos and just became, a weird fascination. I realized that he is a very complicated man, but... My top songs were Jailhouse Rock, Can't Help Falling in Love, A Little Less Conversation, Hound Dog, and Always on My Mind.
A Little Less Conversation is such a banger.
Little Less Conversation is maybe his best song.
All Presley songs.
I used to do Elvis Did You Ever for my karaoke song. That was my go-to
Elvis
karaoke
Did You
song.
Ever? Did You Ever? Yeah. Did I, oh my God, I don't even know if I... Well, I don't know Did You Ever.
It's a banger.
Did You Ever? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did you ever have one of those days? I'm a bad fan. I didn't even fucking know the song.
Yeah, I love that song.
What did you think of the movie, Lydia?
I loved it. I guess
it really sold you on it.
It really sold me. I watched it on the plane to Japan and was like...
Did you?
Oh, yeah,
I watched
it
on the plane to America earlier
no
this year.
No way!
Last year.
And usually when I watch films on planes, I find it very hard to concentrate because I'm so terrified. But with that, I was like gripped. And then I watched it again when I got home and I have like a very like when I latch onto something, I become like fully immersed in it. And basically I just latched onto to Elvis.
I really enjoyed the musical adaptations in that. I thought they were really fun remixes and it was just really cleverly done. I would say like, I watched it and then I went and like read a load about Elvis and then I was like, oh, how accurate is this movie? And I was like, it was also, I felt the same feeling of like, wow, that was great. I only want to listen to some of us. And then I just deep dived and I was like, oh, I don't know how, and I kind of had like a bad taste.
Yeah, like, it's very much a kind of glossy look at his life, rose-tinted glasses, 100%. I mean, the Presley Foundation, they backed it and everything. So they're never going to let anything come out, which is like slagging him off. Or
I mean,
whatever.
Equally, I felt really bad for him. You know, both like it isn't like it doesn't raise his bad bits, but equally it doesn't. It like you leave the movie being like he was a fucking abused guy.
Yeah, he was abused. He was a drug addict. Like there was, you know. But I'm not saying that excuses the things he did. I always have this like weird feeling when I say like, oh, I really got into Elvis this year, because I know about if he was around now, he would be cancelled. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he's long dead, but he would be cancelled if he was around now.
I think like it's a different time. Like, I think.
I mean, it was 1950s.
Yeah. Like, it's a long time ago. I think
it doesn't mean it's okay, but it was a long time ago.
No, these things are just complicated, right?
Yeah, they are. I think sometimes, especially the internet, people can have such a black and white opinion on things without taking the complexities and the nuances of the situation. I'm not saying because it happened in the 50s and the 60s, it was okay and no one batted an eyelid, but you do have to take stuff into consideration.
I think the biggest failure of bits like that, and maybe Elvis is better than other like old artists that have gone by, but like, I feel like a lot of it to me felt very grey. You know what I mean? And people want to take like, fuck it, Elvis is amazing. It doesn't matter what he did.
Yeah. He can do no wrong in my eyes.
You can never listen to him. And it's like, I think the whole thing is far more grey.
Exactly. I agree so much.
So I don't feel weird listening to his music at all. So I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, no, I love it. I've actually started reading a book about him, which is a lot more kind of like warts and all, like about the, because he does get this like sort of glossy, like, oh my God, he was the king. He, you know, the most beautiful man to exist. He was perfect. I love him kind of thing when, you know, he was a very complicated sort of troubled man. And it's, you know, it's quite interesting reading that side about it. But yeah, I do recommend people watch the movie. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I need to get around to it. Yeah. I'm going to watch it at some
point.
Good
shit. Really good shit.
So you had the Final Fantasy thing from streaming in there.
What
do you think would be there if it wasn't? Because I think Tyler, the Creator, should have been on my list this year, but obviously video game soundtracks kicked them out.
True.
Oh, what would mine be? Shit. I have been listening to a lot of Frank Sinatra recently, actually. I don't know. The second half of the year, I've really got into music from like 50s, 60s, like that kind of stuff. I think it would be something a bit older. Like,
have you been listening to any Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons?
No, I haven't.
Next on your actually list.
Ooh.
You know how it tells you like you were in the 0. Whatever percent. What is that for you in Placebo?
Oh, I couldn't see that. How do I see that? So Wrapped.
Is it when you let the story play? Right, it usually tells you like you were in the zero. Your favorite artist. You were in the 0. Whatever.
You're Wrapped. But you had one room in your heart for more than one other.
Yeah. I listened to 781 artists this year. One came out on top. Any guesses? Mine's is Boards of Canada. I was in the top 0.05% of fans, and I listened to them for 5,237 minutes.
Wow. Holy shit.
Oh. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't say.
Does it not?
No, it says the you listened to 966 artists this year, but one came out on top. And then it's got a Placebo song, You Couldn't Get Enough of Exit Wounds. I guess that was the song I listened to theirs of the most. And then it says, you had something special with your top artist, number one Placebo. It doesn't say anything about what percentage I was. Wow.
Oh.
But it does say I listened to them the most in August, apparently. So that's the summertime. Oh, it's because I was in Japan. I listened to Placebo nonstop when I was in Japan. That's why. There we go. I love shit like this. I just wish, I need to use something else to do stream
me
music
too,
for, because every year I'm like, oh god damn it.
Do it on YouTube.
It always puts
do
me
it,
in such a
YouTube.
Good mood, because it's I love music and people don't talk about it enough, so seeing people share it,
I love
awesome.
It I fucking love it. Also this fucking cracked me up. So I'm just going through my Spotify story, like this is good, then it gets to and one podcast you liked more than the others. It says 0 degrees. You listened for 7 minutes. That can't be. You listened to 0 degrees for 7 minutes. Firstly, that is wrong because I've listened to 0 degrees for more than 7 minutes. And secondly, I've listened to other podcasts as well for longer than 7 minutes. So I don't know why it said that. That's I'm calling weird. Bullshit.
Yeah, Spotify Wrapped is a bit weird.
Wait, do you guys have 0 degrees in your Spotify Wrapped?
It only listed me one podcast. Yeah,
I didn't even get a podcast in my Wrapped.
That's so weird. I wonder why mine has one.
I don't know.
I'm such an avid fan of.
It's quite a hard thing to look through quite quickly as well. It's very annoying. There's a lot of animations that you're kind of just sat waiting for. I'm interested though, viewers, post yours in the YouTube comments. I want to see what the top five artists are.
Yeah, please. I love reading that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Interesting. I'd love to. Yeah.
So I guess you guys haven't met fucking David Hater yet.
No, we're doing that on Friday. Which Friday we need to book after this.
Oh my
actually.
God.
You should have booked it.
Oh my God.
We literally spent an hour last week sat here talking about David Hater and you guys booking it.
No. We tried to maybe nepotism a little.
Okay, wait, did it work?
I've heard nothing. No, we've not heard.
That's
heard
hilarious.
It didn't, it didn't work.
The podcast I was talking about.
Never mind. I mean, to be fair, I didn't really contact anyone. I think I was supposed to do a tweet and try and see if I knew anyone. I did DM him, yeah.
You did DM him?
Wait, I did DM him.
Wait. We haven't talked about this. Okay, good. I'm so glad I fucking raised it. Okay.
Okay. It's a bit anticlimactic, I'm afraid.
Read me the DM.
Okay, all right, let me find it.
Read me the DM, and then if you send me the David Hater DM, I'll read it. I'll do a reading as my David Hater voice if you want.
All right. I'm afraid you don't have much to say. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh. I said, hey, David, I saw you're going to be at Comic-Con next week. I'll be there for work too. Look, in my head, right, I'm thinking Ravs will probably film it.
This is good. Yeah, this is great.
Ravs will film it. That's work. I'm going to be there.
Me filming Nova good way, didn't
I? Well, in my head, that's why I justified it. I was saying I was going for work. I'm going to be there on Friday the 1st. Going to try and sort a ticket to do the meet and greet because it'd be great to finally say hi. So that's what I said. And then, wait, you need to know what he said back. All right.
Yeah, send me what he said back.
He said...
So excited.
Okay, get hold on to your pants.
He must have been like, come backstage. I want
prepare everyone for the most underwhelming thing, because Lydia sent me this, the most underwhelming response of all time.
Okay, I mean, he did respond, which was
nice.
In
my David Hater voice.
Yeah.
Mr. Snake, Mr. Solid Snake.
Nice.
Oh, excellent. Looking forward to it. That's it.
That's it. I mean, I don't know what I expected.
Excellent. Oh, excellent. It's such a letdown. It's like,
I mean, he replied and he's a busy man and that's
nice
very
of
kind
reply,
of him.
Very
he could
busy
have just fucking ignored
humble.
It.
Stay humble. You got to stay humble.
Stay humble. Very, very kind. But I'm not really sure, you know, what would have the best case scenario been?
Well, you didn't really give him it's hard, right?
I mean, what was I supposed to say? You free any time to grab a bite?
Do you want a Mackey's together?
Do you want a Mackey's maybe? Like, there was nothing really I could say without sounding deranged. I had to still try and sound vaguely normal.
No, so now it all comes down to meeting him, doesn't
but
it?
But now,
really?
But this is good, right? It's good because I've got the setup. So when I meet him, I can be like, oh, hey, David, well,
Lydia. It's nice. Now he's primed
from
that
your
you're
DMs.
A nutter. He's like, this woman's crazy. This security's going to come in
nuts.
Closer.
She's fucking nuts. Bring in, gather around. So yeah, I'll just be like, oh, it's me, Lydia.
The crazy broad from your DMs.
Great to finally meet you. The crazy broad. I'm from the 1920s.
Fucking 1920s.
Here we go. I got to sit down and listen to music. I'm from the 1920s. But yeah, I think it's going
to
go great.
I think it's fucked. I think it's
over. What the fuck was I meant to do? You guys helped me write the message. And as I was reading it out, you said it was great.
No, I think it's terrible. That's a terrible message. It's not what I would have said.
What would you have said, huh? Huh? You up?
I would have said, I'm coming through, honey, to MCM. Let's hook.
I'm coming through, honey. Yeah, but I don't want to get banned before I even get a chance to get in there.
No,
you know?
True, yeah,
you
true,
know?
True.
I can't scare him.
So have you got him a gift?
No.
There's a strict no gift policy
really?
At Comic-Con. Yep.
Yes, you could give something weird and freaky, couldn't you?
Yeah, can you make it like a gag? I bought you an invisible guitar.
I made a bottle of you out of my hair, David.
I made a smaller David out of my hair for you, David. So you could be with me always, David.
Yes, David.
David.
Please take it home if you would post about it often.
So wait, you haven't booked your meet and greet with him? Is it not sold out?
It's probably fucking sold out.
No, it's not going to be sold out. Are you sure?
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
What is it, MCM? Right. Where are we going?
Yeah. MCM Birmingham.
I could have sworn you literally did this last week. I'm having a deja vu.
We certainly talked about it, but...
We talked about it, but we didn't
do anything about it.
There was no time slots written down yet.
That was
so
it.
We were like... Okay, let's see if like maybe in a week they have like a schedule.
Do they have some?
I'm learning.
I can't guess. Aha! Find it.
2 p.m. on Friday.
Oh my God, that's perfect. Hold on.
That's perfect. That's a perfect time.
That is literally perfect. That is exactly
what
we're looking for.
What if you go and you're literally the only people meeting him?
Impossible.
I do not care.
Impossible. This man is
also impossible.
An icon.
He is going to be one
hero.
Of the hottest guests at the.
Well, he's
thing.
Not sold out.
Well, look at the. Look
did anyone else sold out?
I don't want to like rub it. You know, wait, come on, fucking. But
Lydia,
you know, come on.
What?
Lydia, there. So there is only a 10-minute photo op because it says team up Metal Gear Solid, David Hayter and Jennifer Hale at 2:10. Is available.
So you get 10 minutes with him. Or it might not even be 10 minutes. It might just be 10 minutes. So go. It might literally be like 60 seconds. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm a big fan. Great.
Be.
I don't think you'll get a whole 10 minutes with him at all.
No,
that's
you're not
going
to get 10 minutes with him. You fucking insane.
No, all those people. No, it will literally be nice to meet you. Big fan. Take a picture. Take care. That literally will be it. It'll be 20 seconds.
As you're getting pushed away by security. Yeah. David, I sent you a DM and you said it was excellent.
David,
my DM. David,
I love you,
David. David, would you like to get a McDonald's thing with David?
David. Oh my God. Email me a JPEG copy. An extra £10.
Well, if it's only 10 minutes apart, I might do the team
cost.
Up. I might pay the extra to meet.
Oh
Jennifer
shit! Yeah,
Hale
go
well.
For the team up. I'm just going to meet David.
Yeah.
Oh wow! You don't care about Jennifer Hale?
Not enough to spend 96 quid. No.
No, that is fair. It's very expensive.
It's very expensive, but it's Jennifer Hale. So I'm like.
But now, okay, now you're not able to meet them together.
Oh, sorry. I'll just look over. I'll just wave at them from a distance. Wait, so email me a JPEG copy, right? It's an extra £10. So how is this implying? Is it do you get a physical copy? How do you get your picture?
They give you a photo and then it prints out.
They give you a photo and if you want it sent to
and you...
You
and David stand next to a squeaky printer who goes... and it prints out.
Nice. So you do get a physical copy. It's just whether you want it sent as well so you can like put it online, I guess.
Well, no, I think they'll print a physical copy and then the guy standing there would be like, that's another 20 quid. If you want that, mate.
No.
It's all just such a grift.
My God. Rinsing us absolutely fucking dry, aren't they?
I'm buying this for 10 past, Lydia.
Is there anyone else you're going to go see? Or is it just...
Nah, just him.
Nah, we'll walk around like Artist Alley and then like probably like leave.
Not much walking, mind you. It's me and Rabs. Yeah. It'll be just
Two gammy legs.
Yeah, just a sort of gentle
Can you get
shuffle.
One of the zoomy cars?
Oh, I want a zoomy car.
Kind of nice.
I want to tear up the place. The
NEC is basically an airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty much. It's got a train station and the airport's kind of attached to it, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Jeez.
You two arriving in your like mobiles to David Hayter is amazing. It's an amazing image in my brain.
I love that. He'll get on the back.
I bought me ticket.
Just run him over.
Done it already.
David, I'm sorry. I don't know how
sorry,
to drive
David!
One of these things.
No, I can't have you. No one can.
I'm in group one at 2:10. So,
please. Lydia, you need to book yours now. Otherwise, the entire podcast is going to book that
oh my God.
As a troll.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Yes. All right. Also, Jesus Christ, it's 5:30. I mean, we've been recording for half an hour. We need to do a question.
Yeah.
How does this always happen?
This is fine. This is good. People love this bit of the podcast.
We're doing the David update. People have actually been enjoying the chatty bits.
People keep saying to me, Harry, you got to stop doing the questions.
Stop doing questions.
Just stop doing the questions. Start talking about David Hayter a lot more.
Let's use this very moment as a gauge. Viewers, do you like this bit?
Are you still listening?
Are you still here?
Are you still here?
Given up after 7 minutes.
The trouble
like
is, Spotify.
I did.
This is the thing that I love podcasts, but I feel like I always just feel like I'm talking to the YouTube because on the Spotify, there's no like.
Yeah, there's no comment feedback. Section.
Like, I want to like. I wish people could like react to moments of the podcast with emojis or
tweet
something.
Tweet us.
Do you know what I mean?
Tweet us.
Tweet
That's
us.
A good way to see
Although
it.
Although people might feel like, I feel like it's...
Some people don't use Twitter. Instagram DM also, I guess. I don't know.
I feel like it, but the thing is, I think sometimes, especially if they're going to say something which might be like constructive feedback or whatever, they don't want to like send a message to us being like, I don't like this. They need like a place where they can just write it, sort of put it out into the open, which is why YouTube comments is good. I wish Spotify had some kind of equivalent.
I know, like, it's very annoying.
It's really annoying.
Maybe in the future they'll do something like that. It'd be cool.
Yeah. Well, enjoy David Hayter.
Thank
isn't that such a
what
treat?
A joy.
Can't wait to record the next one to tell you how it went.
Oh my
would
god! Imagine if it goes.
We would have forgotten how it would have gone.
Oh. Well, if we can maybe squeeze a recording in with a guest in office, me and Lydia might have our photos to show off.
Oh my god! In our hands. Well, I won't. Why would I have my
really
copy
special.
In the fucking office with me?
What? Look, because it's the fucking podcast and you would bring it in for the fucking podcast.
That is going in the safe, being buried underground,
It's going
precious.
In the wank-bank drawer.
Why wank-wank drawer? I'm not
David,
taking it out, it'll be very messy.
Joke, David. She's not putting it in the wank-bank drawer. Don't joke, David. What happens if it's a bad photo? I don't know how these things work.
Oh, God, imagine if it's like, I look fucking hideous.
Man, my Brian Butterfield photo sucked ass. So,
what was it?
Yeah.
The lighting wasn't great, was it?
Lydia had like amazing one with like the lighting was good, and then like mine, the guy just took the worst photo of all time with terrible lighting.
It wasn't, that's the thing, right? Because if it's a shit photo, you don't really want to show people because you're like, oh, I look like crap.
That's why you should always take a couple. You always got to take a couple.
Yeah.
Well,
and change
your
expression a little bit. Like, big smile with teeth. Small smile, no teeth. Angry
we took
face.
We took some photos for a Jingle Jam thing today, which was very cool. Like, I asked Brian, hey, Brian, can you take some photos of me? Because, like, I got this nice new jacket and I really like it. And I was like, you know what? This is like a really nice photo. The cool opportunity. It was like a hot air balloon thing. Mm-hmm. And I wanted
to talk
photos,
about
then,
it.
Like,
you can say what it was.
Yeah, there was a hot air balloon for the Grand Appeal, which is like a children's hospital charity here that we've worked with a lot in Jingle Jam. They put Lewis and Duncan in a hot air balloon. It was a very fun day. Like just standing out, like seeing them set up the hot air balloon, taking photos. Wallace and Gromit were there. It was cool. Got Brian to take some photos, and then I was like, oh no. Like the Christmas sweater I was wearing and like my t-shirt are sticking out the bottom of my shit. And it's like ruined the photo. I'm like, sad.
I can fix that for you. I can edit that. It's easy.
Okay.
It's easy. Okay. Easy.
It's gonna be like perhaps you know like the Giga Chad filter.
Yeah, I'm just gonna put that on.
Like the entire background's like warped. Just I fixed it. It's fixed.
It fixed.
Guys, I had a BBL.
I legitimately could Photoshop that for you. That is all fake.
Noise.
That's easy breezy.
Hell yeah.
Like, I that's my thing. I agree with you, Raz. There's so many photos I take where I'm like, oh, if this was changed a little bit. But I'm never like, the effort to actually change it just so you have a nice photo. I'm just like, I don't care.
Maybe I'm just more real to just post it to Instagram and not like edit stuff and keep things real.
Keep
you know?
It real. I mean, editing apps have come a long way now. A lot of them you can very easily, like they'll have just a little remove tool that you could swipe over your t-shirt bit and it will just remove it. Like,
I don't
it's
know why
not...
you keep swiping me out of your fucking photos, Lydia. Like, I'm peeking through the fucking window. Keep me in.
Oh, Jesus. All right, we're doing a question whether anyone likes it or not, all right?
No, I've stalled another 5 minutes since you last said that.
Damn it.
I'm doing it.
Distractor, Harry.
I'm doing it.
Harry, how was your week?
It's a great week. We're planning Jingle Jam. It's going to be great.
Nice.
Okay, let's do a question. Fuck it.
All right. Question number one.
Number one of one,
because there's definitely not going to be
one of one.
There's not going to be enough time for any more.
It's question one.
Hi guys, it's an easy question, but certainly not the weirdest. This summer, I went with the Scouts to South Korea for 3 weeks. However, it was all over the news that it was cancelled. If you Google the 25th World Scout Jamboree, you will see it all. It was a 14-hour flight, not having hotel rooms, people shitting in showers, and just general one problem after another. However, it was probably some of the best weeks of my life. My question is, what horrid memories do you have that in time, that at the time you hated, but once you were done, you loved them? So what has like, yeah, a horrible time, but then like with the rose tinted glasses of looking back, you're like, actually, that was pretty fucking sweet.
Man, I'm just looking this scout
film. Wait, yeah, I need to look it up.
It looks like kind of Firefest equivalent.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? Just like, they've arrived. The scouts have heat stroke on Thursday.
Oh my God.
Like, Warriors going throughout the camp on Friday. They cleaned up a lot of the mess on Saturday. There's a typhoon coming on Monday.
Whoa. Just oh my God, it's got its own Wikipedia page.
It's massive looking.
This is just completely fucked.
Jesus.
Wow. I did not realize there were that many people going ham.
Yeah,
did you do scouts, Harry?
Man, I mean, my scouts. Have I told my scout story on this podcast?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I did scouts. I was made to do scouts,
Or cubs, or whatever. Like the younger kid one was when I was
six or seven. And scouts for a little bit.
And I went there because one of my mates did it, and he really liked it. And I was like, I thought it was a bit dumb, but my mom was like, "You gotta go do it. You gotta go run to be a kid, whatever." And I was like, "I want to play video game. Why I don't play video game more?" So I went for like a couple times, and then one time we were like, I don't know, in like some church hall somewhere, and we had to like label the human body or something. We were doing something like with the human body, and I just remember an older kid walking up to me and going, "Yeah, you should label the willy fuck." And I was like, as I just wrote fuck over this like outline of a person's cock on like an A3 piece of paper.
Oh my God. Wait, how old are you?
Like 6 or 7.
6. Did you say this was at a church?
In like a church hall somewhere.
Oh my
yeah.
God. This is Harry, where is this story going? You're at a church labeling the penises.
This lady came around and was like,
was it actually on the priest? What's happening, Harry? Point out where the dick is. Sorry, carry on.
No, I did a lot of other Christian clubs, Lydia. We have other stories about those ones.
Oh my God.
So they came around and they were like, "Wow, you can't write that," and they like scolded me, and I was like, "Yeah, fuck this shit. Like, I'm not going back. These people aren't chill." Like,
whoa. Wow. Holy shit, Harry, you were a rebel at 7.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
You wrote the word fuck at 7 years old? Oh my God.
I was like, "Mummy, I want biscuit."
"Mummy, give me milk."
Play like...
I mean, I was heavily influenced by having an older brother and older friends.
"Time for biscuit, Mummy."
Perhaps just this man child. I'm so glad we managed to move him to Bristol and wean him off his mum's teeth.
His mum's teeth.
That's so disgusting.
That's good. So that's my scouts experience. Did you guys ever go to scouts?
Wow. No.
I did, yeah. I did cubs into scouts for a little bit, and then I was getting a bit older and I was like, "Why am I here still?" So I like dipped.
Did you have to name the human body? Was that a thing you had to do?
No, I never had to do that. We just like learned how to tie some knots and did some dumb shit. It was just kind of an excuse to hang out with some mates of mine.
Mm.
And then like I started being like, I'm getting a bit old, and like anyone that, and I mean, no disrespect to anyone who does these possibly now or whatever, the older kids that were like, "I'm an adventure scout," and I'm like, they're like 18 or whatever. I was like, okay, that's like kind of nerdy in my eyes back then. Like, that's pretty nerdy. Now I'm like, okay, cool. If like, you fit in with that community and you enjoy doing that stuff and you like helping other people.
Yeah.
But at the time I was like, that's fucking lame, dude. It's like, I don't want to be a lame-o.
I want to go write fuck on the cock drawing.
Exactly. So I dipped out of that.
How old were you dipped?
I think I must have been like maybe like 12, maybe younger.
Oh,
I don't know. Yeah. But I also, what's the other thing I did? I played the clarinet in school as well. So I wasn't fucking helping myself. Yeah, I had like clarinet lessons.
Bro, we would not be friends.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Harry would have bullied the shit out of you.
I would have bullied the fuck out of you. That's crazy.
No, but that was another thing. That was another thing that I dipped out of because I was like, that's fucking lame. And my clarinet teacher was like, "No, you're really good. Keep doing clarinet." I was like, no, I'm going to play guitar. And then, like, I took like a couple guitar lessons and never again.
Oh, you could have been a great clarinet player of our age, but you gave it all up to look cool And it did, that didn't
yeah,
even
I had
happen.
To carry around like
to
a
smoke
nerdy
cigarette
little...
and play guitar.
I had like a nerdy little box that I had to like assemble my clarinet and like.
Oh.
I had to put the reed on it and lick the reed and all that shit. Ooh. And fucking yeah, oh, very weird.
Did you ever do Scouts, Cubs, or whatever it's called?
Was it Lydia? Was it like brownies or something? What was
brownies,
the
yeah,
was it brownies?
That was it.
Yeah, I don't think I did. I think I literally did one of them and was like. This sucks. It was, I remember very clear memory of being in a very cold, like, hall. Like, they were always in really cold places.
It's just in a fucking town or village hall. That's just how it is.
Like. And it was just cold and not fun. And I was like, I don't want to do that anymore. So I never got to learn. What did they teach you? Like, knots and how to survive in the wilderness and things. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I mean, I was living in bloody London. I didn't need to know how to survive in the wilderness or do knots.
So
at least
you learned how to fucking proof vest.
At least you learned how to pack a stab wound.
Here's how you knot your Kevlar together to not die.
Oh, right.
Here's how an Oyster card works.
Harry, I was growing up in the fucking 1940s, right? We didn't have Oyster cards back then.
That's true. You know? Just an oyster. Here's how an oyster works.
How an oyster works.
Take this oyster to the bus, man, and pay for your bus. I like it. That's where it actually just come from. Paying for travel with a bus.
In relation to the question, though, like, I think like something that I would have hated at the time, anything that's been kind of thrill seeking in my life, I can't think of many examples. Like my most recent one being like that brand deal I did for City Skyline, where I had to get put up in the air. Like at the time, shitting myself, hated it, but after the fact, I was like, well, actually, that was super cool and super fun, and like really glad I did it. So I think, you know, any time in my life where I've done something that's terrified me, and then later reflecting on that is like, that was actually great.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think that's what
point.
Mine are.
I'm gonna throw one out that the people might not expect. YogCon. For staff working,
actually,
the months leading up to, I mean, just the amount of effort we put on, the stress we were under.
Oh my God, yeah.
I just did not, like, even doing it, like the stress of running it, and then also being on stage. It was so many things that I despise. But looking back, I love it, and I think it was a fabulous time. But you literally could not pay me. Like, people ask about YogCon a lot, and like, thank God, I'm one of the managers. I'm like, you could not pay me to run YogCon again. Like, no amount of money could maybe do it again.
Well, I will actually second that. Now, I will say the staff definitely worked way harder.
It was also one of the hottest weekends
creators.
Of like my life.
Okay.
It was so hot.
You can't even imagine how hot it was in there.
Yeah.
The stage lights as well. Holy shit. But like, yeah, definitely the staff's put in way much more work than the creators did. But holy shit, even as a creator, I remember getting back home. I was staying at Alex and Bryony's before I moved to Bristol when YogCon was on. And I just remember like being so exhausted. And like, when I closed my eyes, I could still hear people talking.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, I was exhausted, overwhelmed. It was like so much. At the time, I was actually kind of miserable about it. But then after it finished, I was like, holy fuck, that was incredible.
Yeah, what a great memory.
Yeah.
Draining at the time. God, I can't imagine how tiring it must have been for you, Harry. Jesus.
It was just the months leading up to it. Yeah. It was just like, it's the same kind of, like, I don't get it as bad with Jingle Jam because it's certainly not as stressful. We know what we're doing like a lot more. But just, it's the, like at this point, I'm already like, I wish it was over. I am done. Like, it is. Let's just be
I'm
done.
Knackered, you just want it to be Christmas. Yeah.
I was like,
let's
just do it. Let's do the thing, please. Like,
there's so much work goes into it, you know.
What about you, Lids?
Definitely, like you said, things that have scared me, and then usually related with heights and things like that. And then I've done it. I went on a cable car in New Zealand and I was fucking terrified, but getting up there and the view was amazing. Definitely things like that. And also like what Harry said, like work things where I've been, again, actually like nervous and freaking out, especially when I've done like live events and presenting in the past. Before I was a streamer, I would be absolutely shitting myself. And then looking back, I'd be like, oh, I'm really proud I did that. But in terms of more, I guess, in vain with this question in terms of like, oh, it was just a bit gross and horrible. Mine is probably going to Reading Festival in, God, it must have been 2006 or 2007 or something like that. It was a year where they basically fucked up the ticket sales And
oh no,
the queue, we queued for something like 14 that. Hours to get our ticket.
I didn't go home, honestly.
We just powered through. We were literally on the front of the Reading newspaper, me and my friend looking fucking exhausted in this crowd. And then we got into Reading, and it was my first time doing a festival, and I guess I wasn't prepared for how gross it can be. You know, the toilets are you are like fucking retching going anywhere near them. You can't shower. You feel vile. Our tent was horrible. I was like waking up drenched in sweat. It was a tiny tent. I had nowhere to like, you know, move and my legs and stuff. I just was miserable. We ended up going home back to my friend's house and then coming back like on the last couple of days. Because I think we were there for like 4 or 5 days because we just needed to sleep in a bed and shower. So at the time I was like, fuck this. I hate this. I'm never going to a festival ever again. This is fucking miserable. This place stinks like shit. I hate it. But now I look back and I'm like, you know what? It's kind of like a core memory. Like even though it was like physically unpleasant, I actually have lots of happy, you know, like I saw Rage Against the Machine. I spent so much time with my friend. So many times we were cracking up, laughing our heads off. Like we'll never forget those memories. Mm. We still talk about
Hell
them now.
Yeah.
So even though there was a lot of misery around it, there's also a lot of like lifelong happy memories with my friend and shit we can laugh about now.
Yeah.
So it's probably that.
No, I think that's
I still would never go to another concert festival
that's
again.
I nowhere near an extreme experience as you, Lydia, but after doing a couple of festivals as a kid, I was just like, this is nonsense.
It's not for me. Like, it's not for me.
This just sucks. Like, I don't enjoy this.
Like, I like my comfort too much. I love my flushing toilets and my showers and my soft beds. I would do it if I could be
surrounded by like drugged up people.
Oh my god,
screaming all night long,
constant loud, noisy people.
It's horrible.
Just, like, unless you're fucked up like they are, like it just isn't. It's not fun.
And then you wake up in the morning with the worst fucking hangover on no sleep, wanting
heat,
to
like,
die
ugh.
In the heat. Like I would do a festival if I slept in a hotel every night. That's the only way I would do it. If I went back to a hotel, that's it. That's the only way.
I think like there's also like a. Like while I enjoy myself on holidays and trips and stuff, sometimes if you have like a long trip that's just like a lot of like steps and stuff, and just like at the end of each day feeling absolutely fucking wiped out and exhausted,
knackered.
It's kind of like a similar experience, right? Mm. Like sometimes you're just like, man, I can't wait to get back. But once you're back, you're really like, man, what a great time I did have on that trip though, you know, like went and did all those things.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I think a lot of life, we just like, it's always kind of rose-tinted glasses. Like, we look back on it fondly, but at the time we're like, I'm tired. Like, I just want to sit down.
Yeah. It's so hot, it's so cold, whatever one is applicable.
Yeah, and then you look back and you're like, wow, that was amazing. You just have this way of like, well, I guess it's like, well, this is not like this at all, but I find it very interesting that women will have a baby and it will be the most horrifically painful, you know, traumatizing, distressing experience, and then go on to have more. Like,
I know
that's crazy. I think your body, I think this is a thing, correct me if I'm wrong, your body like produces hormones that make you kind of forget about the trauma and stuff. So you'll do it again. Obviously, I'm not equating a holiday with giving birth, but it's interesting that people go on to do it again.
It's an incredibly traumatic thing. You're in, like, depending on the type of delivery you get for it, it's like an insanely traumatic thing, right?
Extremely.
No wonder your body's like, you need a little something
in your body. something to make. Yeah. And then you go ahead and do it again. Like, you know, people will do it 4 or 5 times. You know, like, it blows my mind. But minds are weird and they make us think better on the things that actually at the time sucked. Obviously, like I said, giving birth, a lot different.
Poor kids in fucking South Korea who have been suffering a tornado and
heat stroke.
I don't think they're going to look back too fondly on their scout trip.
But this person did, though. They said one of the best times of their life.
Well, I don't know. I instantly assumed they were going as like a person running it or like an advisor or something. I don't know if they were... When did this happen? This happened this year. So they are a scout. I guess they must be a scout leader or something.
Oh God, I apologize for my comments about adventure scouts. I no longer
believe
they're
crying, Ravs. They've already left the podcast. No,
what young Ravs thought and what current Ravs brain thinks is very different people. And I'm like, if you enjoy doing something, go ahead and do it. So yeah, enjoy being an adventure scout.
Holy shit.
If you enjoy your jamborees, fire ahead.
Jamboree ahead. There's 43,000 scouts went to this event.
Four and a half thousand from the UK alone.
Jesus. Wow. But the whole thing was an absolute mess. It just says that the evident that sanitation, transportation, infrastructure, other basic needs of the visiting scouts were not going to be met. Yeah. Toilets, showers, food, everything was just fucked.
Wow.
What a nightmare.
Yeah. I think we're like towards the end of the podina, but there's one last cheeky tiny question we could squeeze in because it's pretty
quick. Two questions in one podcast.
Two questions in one episode, just to give them it as a cheeky treat. 2 degrees
be eating.
Wowie. Yeah,
we can do this in like 5 minutes, right?
Okay.
Here we go. Question two. Can you believe it?
Oh my God.
Two questions. Congratulations. You've won a free tattoo, but there's a catch. The tattoo has to be either a barcode of a product or a QR code. So, which one of these do you choose? What happens when you scan it? And where would you get it? From a tattooist fan in Windsor.
God, I don't have any tattoos still. The idea of getting a tattoo on my body is still terrifying to me.
Yeah. I still want a lot more, but I just haven't found the right artist yet. I really want to get more, though.
How many have you got, Lydia, now?
I got one a week ago.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I love the new tattoo.
My little cat friend. He's like a cat in a plant, but he's kind of like cool style. He's got his
wacky
eyes. I can.
Yeah, nice friendy.
He's lovely. I can post a picture in the Discord. I got him about a week ago. He's still very much healing. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 tattoos now. I absolutely want more. It's definitely like once you pop, you can't stop. This one I had is on the back of my, the back of my calf, ankle kind of area. And that's pretty spicy in terms
really
of
painful.
Pain levels. It wasn't as bad as my sternum and my ribs. That was the worst. But there were definitely moments that like my body was like, almost like sort of spasming a bit because I guess it was hitting a nerve near my Achilles heel kind of area and it was kind of making my leg go a bit nuts because it was, you know, I don't know, it hurt. But if I was going to, what is this? So we get a free product, we can just scan it and then...
Yeah,
so well, you need a barcode, I guess.
A barcode of a product or a QR code and which of those do you choose? Do you choose the barcode or the QR code? And what happens when you scan it? So... Yeah, what would where would it take you to?
Oh my God, wait, I've got to think about this.
Well, QR codes can take you anywhere.
I feel like mine's would be really lame and it would be like a QR code that goes to a link to all of my shit.
That would be much. Fun.
Oh, what? So who's scanning that?
I would just have it like on, maybe on like my forearm.
Yeah, but who the fuck is scanning it?
Well, if anyone ever like, I don't know. Just I'm talking to someone and they're like, oh, what do you do? Whatever, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, oh, I'd love to check that out. I'm like,
there you go. What, and they just whip out their fucking barcode scanner? Oh, no, you can do it on your phone.
No, you can do it on your phone. That's why I'm picking the QR code, you fucking idiot.
What the fuck's happening, Lydia?
Lydia
be taking pictures when she's shopping of all the fucking
I'll remember this forever. It's because I'm trying to look up my tattoo at the same time of listening to you. And in my head, I was just imagining a shopping fucking barcode thing. Okay, you would like market yourself. That would be yours.
I kind of have it as a marketing thing, but also it's kind of like, instead of being like, here's my business card, I always have my business card on me. It's me, my fucking arm.
You are your business card.
Yeah, it will lead to like a website I've set up that has whatever is relevant to me in that time, you know?
Okay.
Like if I'm like retired and old, then it leads to like, I don't know, like my favorite playlist or something. It would just be like, take you to a place that I want to show you what's going on or whatever.
Okay.
So I know QR, because QR codes are kind of interesting, right? Like they're the square things with the three blobs of squares in them and then lots of like pixels in between. So those three squares, I don't know how much you guys know about QR codes, but those three squares are actually just tracking squares. They don't have any information and the information is all stored in the pixels in between. It's kind of like binary, it's off and on.
Got you.
So actually QR codes, they don't necessarily have to be URLs. They can just be words. So I feel like I just get Harry and a QR code. I don't know what that actually looks like. I mean, look it up. But you don't actually have to have that lead to a link. Like that is just, it's kind of just a way of showing data. It's kind of strange. Yeah, I feel like I'd just do Harry. I'd do Harry, or I'd do like cum. I'd do like a funny word.
You'd get cum tattooed on you for the rest of your life.
But it wouldn't be cum, it would be a QR code. And then people are like, oh, I want to scan it, and then it would Google cum for them.
You know what I don't like? I don't like people that put the scan me or like their logos in their in the QR code. I want it to just be the information.
Yeah, the clean,
I like
the clean one.
I like the clean little pixels. I like it.
Yeah. No, I think it's way nicer to have the clean pixels. Here, look, yeah. Scan this QR code. This is my cum QR code.
Okay.
Here we go. I mean, you've got a QR code emote that leads to Rick Astley, Harry.
Yeah, that's a classic. That's a classic. That scan classic. That one.
Yeah.
I just started scanning Lydia's cat tattoo.
Scan it.
That should make you search cum.
I'm going to, all right. So yeah. I lens it, I guess. Google lens it.
No, just open your camera app.
Just open your camera app. It's not recognizing I your. Oh. One for me though, Harry.
Is it not?
No.
Does it? Wait, you guys are both not iPhone users, right?
Mine worked. It takes me to come on Google.
It takes me to come.
Nice.
Come on Google.
I think that's a pretty good one.
Oh no, it opened my Notepad app with
and typed come. That's hilarious. Yeah. That's even better.
What the you know fuck?
What? I'm writing Harry's QR code and saving that.
That's nice.
Nice. Nice.
So that one day I remember that, then it made me do a smile.
Get it on tattooed.
Let me see your little tattoo, Lydia. That's a fucking
friend.
Great cat. Jesus
my little
Christ.
Friend. That was a little
wow, that's awesome.
Blobbly eyes. He's a good friend. He's very peely at the moment.
So Harry's got the cum QR code. I've got like a weird link to some shit I've got going on. What would you pick? Would you pick the product or would you pick a QR code that leads to somewhere?
Oh, fuck knows. Apparently I still think QR codes are things you scan at the supermarket. Is this a one way I could do it so I could like get a product free for life? You know, like,
ooh,
like is that a thing
I guess.
Where it gets scanned and then, but then how does that work? Is that a thing? Could that be a thing?
It's kind of a cheat code, but if you don't rip the piss with it, then I'd be like, okay, like if you're like free Vimto, I'd be like,
oh my
okay,
God,
but
can you imagine like, how much money I save?
But if you were like, I would like free yachts, then I'd be like, no, like that does not work.
Free yacht code. What, I just go and get it scanned?
Every scan is a free yacht.
Yeah.
They will never come on to me. This is very
like,
secret.
If you would use it for like free Vimto, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Something sneaky, but I don't know how exactly that would work. Like,
you would walk into Tesco or whatever and hold your arm out. They would scan your
Oh, it'd be like a coupon or something, right?
Yeah.
And then.
A coupon that gives you free Vimto.
I mean, something like that. Or, like, I wonder if there's something as like a 20%. This is so
where
boring.
Would you put it,
20%
though?
Discount on everything.
Where would you put
You'd
it?
You'd have to put it somewhere easily accessible, right? So, like, your inner wrist, you could just sneakily, like.
Oh, you're not going to do back of the forehead, underneath, back of the head, underneath
back
the.
Back of the forehead.
Of my forehead skin. That's so demonic.
But then to scan it, you'd have to get your head under the scanner. Imagine you're at Tesco's at the self service scanner and you're just swiping your head, the back of your head along
where,
it.
If you had to put a barcode on a human, where would you put it?
I think inner wrist, because then you can just scan it really easily and no one will even notice your crimes.
No, but like if humans were products, you know how they like hide barcodes on products?
Oh.
You put it on like the inside of the ass cheek. You know, like
maybe.
It's like,
nice,
you know,
hidden.
You don't want to ruin the nice finished human. You want to
hide the barcode.
No.
Hide it in the ass.
Yeah. I would get
bottom
mine just
foot?
Above my ass a little bit.
Bottom of the foot is quite a good one, actually,
hidden.
Isn't it?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Horrible.
But then you're
getting
your fucking grippers out in the fucking supermarket to scan.
Fuck yeah. I do that already. Why not fucking put a QR code there?
Lovely.
So is it a Vimto QR code?
Yeah, give me a Vimto QR
code.
I think that's probably the worst one I can think of on the spot. I'm going to have that thing where a few days later I'm going to think of something really funny and amazing, but at the moment all I've got is a Vimto scanner, sorry.
Well, we did two questions.
Amazing.
Can you believe?
We are podcasting heroes.
Yeah. I just wanted to jump back and say Spotify Wrapped is out now. We talked about it. Thank you to everyone who's going to be tagging us.
Yay.
Because I've already been tagged like 3 times in people's Spotify Wrapped. Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Thank
Very
you
cool.
so much, everybody, and tagging us. Thank you.
And I hope you're enjoying Jingle Jam. Go and donate. Go and go and support
jinglejam.teltify.com, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I'm sure all of us will be doing our fundraisers, but you'll find those links on our social media for doing them. But if not, just go to the main site, buy yourself a collection, some wonderful games. Actually, we can talk about it. A Short Hike is in it, and it's a game that I really love.
Yeah, nice.
You guys played that game.
I haven't played it, but I want to play it. So that's fucking adorable.
Like, it's the game that I'm going to give to my sister from the collection this year because she doesn't have many games, but I think she'll really like that one.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I'm a big fan. There's loads of wonderful games, some really cool headliners. So check it out.
Hell yeah!
Sweet.
Right. We'll see you all next week.
We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
See you.